I don't think I'm overstating it when I say this. Like, I think we're talking about a free agency period, potentially unlike anything we've ever seen. Where are you on what we might see starting at noon Eastern tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm with you there. I'm writing it all the time. I'm having to write one of the could be. No, I think it's fair to say this is the most hyped free agent class we've ever seen in the CFL, which says a lot. But the last few years, it's really taken off, and this year you're looking at close to 185. Right now, the number's gone down to from where it was. That's still a lot for the night before free agency.
No doubt. And there's still a lot of big names that have not re-signed. There is one off the board. Hamilton's Delvin Bro has re-signed with the Tiger Cats, which is huge for them. They have done a superb job of keeping a core in place, and he's probably the most important player on the one side of the ball. Let's start at quarterback, and we'll start with the local front. What's your gut say on Bo Levi Mitchell? I know we don't have any true word, but what's your gut saying about Bo Levi Mitchell and his future with the Calgary Stampeders and in the CFL?
I've thought all along that it would be NFL or Calgary for Bo. So when reports, rumors started to come out last week that he'd be looking at other CFL options, I thought maybe this is just to play and test the market and see what he can get from the Stamps. I still think he ends up back in Calgary. I really do. And I think he'd be crazy not to see what other CFL teams are offering. I don't think the NFL offer is on the table that he's looking for. I do think he'll be in the CFL now at this point after taking this long. But he's going to get a lot of offers from CFL teams. And as long as the Stampeders match, at least come relatively close to what other teams are offering, there's no real reason for Bo Levi Mitchell to leave Calgary. Saskatchewan Roughriders, that's the team that could make a real strong push here. They're in a good spot going into free agency. They've got a lot of their guys locked up. They still have the roster flexibility, the cap flexibility to make a real splash. And you know, the Riders have a good pitch because they have the best facilities in the league. We know the new stadium there and everything. They're that football crazy town that sort of reminds you a little bit of Katy, Texas, Bo's hometown. I've never been, but you certainly get that feel when you're in Regina as a sort of place where if you win there, they build statues, right? It's the old saying as it goes. But I still think that at the end of the day, Bo goes back to Calgary. That's where he's had the success so far in his career. That organization has treated him very, very well. And he's set up to do a lot of great things with Dave Dickinson and mm-hmm. what they've been able to do in their careers so far there.
Same not the case when it comes to Mike Riley. Most do not believe he will be returning to Edmonton, but where are you on that?
Yeah, everybody's got him going to BC right now. And there are actually some pretty firm reports coming out in the last few days, including one out of Vancouver there, that he's going to sign with the BC Lions. So I think I'm a little surprised, to be honest. I think the BC Lions have a good situation as well, and he's got that rapport with Ed Hervey. That's going to be the biggest reason. Ed's going to have a really big free agent period, I think. We were sort of talking off mic earlier today about that. The Lions are going to be very busy, and they could be a top team next year. But any time that you leave a team as a quarterback where you've had success, and Riley has had a ton of success with the Eskimos mm-hmm. and with Jason Moss, you're taking a risk, and now he's joining a really young, inexperienced coaching staff in BC, save for Rich Stubler, who's the veteran defensive coordinator there, but Devon Claybrook's first-time coach. There are a lot of unknowns right now with the Lions, and it's a good, comfortable spot for Mike Riley. He's played there before. He's closer to home, but he's still taking a little bit of risk there if that's the way it ends up going.
Can you see it being the franchise-changing move that a lot of people point to it as potentially being if Riley does end up in BC?
I think so. That's the part of it that I look on Twitter and I see people going, can you pay a quarterback $700,000 and be successful? Yeah. I mean, why not, right? When you look at the gap right now between the top few quarterbacks in the league, and I'd say Bo and Riley are on an island by themselves, and then you've got Harris and Mazzoli a tier below them, the drop-off after that is huge. That is a very wide margin. And that's what's going to win you football games. Mm-hmm. So that's going to drive the price of those three free agents, Harris and then the other two. That's going to drive their price up a ton. And to have one of those guys, when you've got five or six teams around the league that are going to be vying for their services, that gives you a huge edge over every other team. So, yeah, for the BC Lions, that could be franchise-altering, and they need to help off the field. They're going to be a really good team on the field if they can get Mike Riley. It's a great guy to build around. He's exciting, and he should lift that entire roster.
Final thought on quarterbacks, and that's Trevor Harris. He's kind of the forgotten man. Bo, there's so much question about what side of the border he's going to play on, Riley, where he's going to end up. But what about Trevor Harris, who was the other side of the Grey Cup this year, had himself another outstanding season? What's a probable landing spot for him?
Hard to say. I could have sworn he was going to go back to Ottawa because he's done so well there. And that offense for him is tailor-made with offensive coordinator Jamie Elizondo and what they've accomplished in his time in the nation's capital. I now, at this point, I've reached the spot where I'd be surprised if he's back in Ottawa, just because he's going to get the free agency. And if Bo's taking his time to decide on an offer and Mike Riley's off the board, there are going to be three or four teams that are going to put a lot of money on the table to try to get Trevor Harris. We know Marcel Desjardins, the general manager of the Ottawa Redblacks in the past, he doesn't bid against himself and he doesn't bid against other teams to overpay for a player. Mm-hmm. I think Marcel is going to find other alternatives at the quarterback position if Harris is getting more than he thinks he's worth. So, hey, Edmonton loses Mike Riley. That's one team that I think is going to be really desperate under a lot of pressure right now. You're talking about Brock Sunderland. You're talking about Jason Moss. Two guys, maybe jobs are on the line. Maybe they need to really start winning football games this year after missing the playoffs last year. They're going to do whatever it takes to get their plan B. And for them, at this point, that plan B is Trevor Harris. Harris, by the way, he's got a rapport with Brock Sunderland and Jason Moss. He spent time with them in Ottawa. So there could definitely be a fit there. And I could definitely see that happening.
With Jeff Creever from CFL.ca or CFL Insider, as we are less than 24 hours away from a crazy free agency period opening in the Canadian Football League. What about on the defensive side of things? Delvin Bro, who is potentially the only true 100% lockdown corner in this league, will remain in Hamilton. That's huge for the Tiger Cats. But we're still talking about a pair of Stampeders, Micah Johnson and Jagera Davis on the defensive line, Willie Jefferson in Saskatchewan. These are three huge names that remain unsigned defensively. Like, we're talking about truly elite players that could be up for grabs.
Yeah, you're talking about players that can transform an entire defense on their own. I don't know if Jagera Davis is quite in that class, but recently signed Delvin Bro, as you said, he locked up with the Ticats today. And then Micah Johnson and Willie Jefferson, those guys are. Micah Johnson, the way that he can dominate an entire offensive line. You don't run against the Stamps when Micah Johnson's in the middle, yet the guy also gets 14 sacks. Like, you go back, there are not many defensive tackles that can put up sack numbers like that. Micah is an exception, and you pay for that. And he's going to be in very high demand. As you know, he's played with Devon Claybrooks before. Maybe BC is a fit for him. And then Willie Jefferson, that's another big name. And thought it was a foregone conclusion he'd be going back to the Riders. Chris Jones back in the NFL now. You don't know what's going to happen there. All options are on the table for Willie Jefferson. Could go to the NFL, could go to the highest bidder in the CFL. And there's some teams, especially in the East, that would love to have a defensive end like Willie Jefferson. And Jagera Davis is good. He's really good. He's one of the elite. But I still think the gap between Willie Jefferson as the best defensive end in the CFL and the next best defensive end is really big. He's what people call a freakish athlete. He's a guy that can drop back into coverage. And he's as athletic as a lot of defensive backs out there. It's crazy. Like, this should not exist. In fact, this type of player, I don't know if I've seen it in the CFL before. So Willie Jefferson and Micah Johnson are really, really big options in free agency. And we talk about all the quarterbacks, but these guys could be just as valuable to a team out there.